where we talk about the games.
Yeah.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is the Boop Show for Monday, March 26, 2018, with Scott Johnson and Brian Dunaway. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Boop Show. We are back at it. We took a week off because you were in somewhere. Where'd you go? The beach.
I was taking my birthday off, baby.
Happy birthday, by the way.
I went. Yeah, you're right, though. My location was the beach.
Was it a beach connected to the state you live in or in a different place? Where'd you go?
It was at the very bottom of my state. Absolutely. Down in Charleston, South Carolina.
Wait, you guys have like good beach weather right now? Is that the deal?
Oh, it was last weekend. I would not dare go today, but last week it was very sunny and fairly warm, not too windy. We got to go down there to the beach and we got to go to the aquarium.
Oh yeah.
got to see the stingrays and touch them and go, don't kill me.
What was your favorite fish or mammal? What'd you like the most?
Sea mammal. I don't know, man. Those stingrays are pretty cool because we got to feed them. We took a fish, like a little sardine, and you stick it down there, and they come up and they go.
Really? With their little flat undermouth thing?
Yeah. I thought the feeling would creep me out, but it wasn't that at all. It was the noise they made. It was just
like what wild. They do? Like, what kind of sound?
It was literally that. It was literally like that.
Really?
Yeah.
It was weird. I didn't know they had a sound, to be honest. I thought they were just
they do. Well, if you do it like that, I guess if they're on the bottom of the ocean, I guess you could stick your head down there and
Can you hear it, Kemosabe?
Sure. And that makes sense that you'd say Kemosabe in that context. Hey, so we're back, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us and being here. Gotta dive right in. So video game wise this week, I know you were out for part of it, but I know you've had time as well. Okay, Brian, you may not know this about me, and maybe I've never said it before, but I'm going to say it now. Not a huge fan of most racing games, okay? A couple of them will get me here or there, but for the most part, not that big a fan. I do love games like the original Burnout games, and specifically Burnout Paradise are some of my favorite games ever made. They're fantastic. They're cut above. But outside of that, especially Sims, don't give me no Forza. Don't give me no... Gran Turismo, not interested. I've tried them.
Come on, Gran Turismo is awesome.
I've tried them. They're fine. They're too sim oriented. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, Gran Turismo has never been about the racing to me. It's all about how do I get to that next time when I can upgrade my car and fiddle around.
Yeah, it's car porn.
Take it to the garage.
Turns out that you can make racing games where you still have that need to earn enough to get my next car part or my next car. You can still have that and have it be fun to drive as well. And so I'd lean toward arcade driver games and away from Sims, generally speaking. There hasn't been a really great arcade style control, but deep depth, you know, ish game since I think Burnout Paradise, which came out in like 2008. And so, right. So 10 years now that game's been out, came out on the 360 and the PS3, and I had it then and I loved it. I also had the PC version, and because they got this brand new remastered version of that thing you can go buy on everything but PC, although that's coming there too, it's just later, it got me thinking about it. So I went and I cracked open Burnout Paradise, the Master Box or whatever it's called, the PC version, cranked that thing up to 4K and had myself some fun. That's a great game, holds up, still awesome. But then it got me thinking, you know what the other kind of games I like? I like games where my car... or whatever I'm driving, my vehicle is in the dirt. I like it in the dirt and the mud. I want to be flying around corners and kicking up dirt and mud and gravel, because what happens there is it's less about beating other people. It's more about me versus the terrain. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like the terrain plays a role. It's almost like playing Dark Souls and the boss is the is the ground. And I love that. That feeling of never quite sure if that one bump's going to throw me off or if I'm going to, you know... I'm going to do this turn wrong and I'm going to slide into these people on the side or whether it's, you know, rally or land rush or any of those kind of modes in those kind of games. Always been a big fan of that stuff. So it goes probably without saying that the Dirt series has always kind of been that for me. Love Dirt. Dirt's great. Had Dirt
love
1.
Dirt.
Love Dirt 1. Loved Dirt 2. Dirt 2 is an amazing game. 3 right. was okay. Had its moments, but it wasn't Dirt 2 in terms of its breadth and whatever. Then they come out, they had some other little middle ground thing that was more of like a little quick arcadey thing. I forgot what that was called. Dirt Rally or Dirt. No. Rally's another game. Dirt something. Dirt. Bah, whatever. And then they came out with Dirt Rally in 2015. Dirt Rally was a premium priced game. Hit PCs first. I don't know if it ended up on consoles or not, but it was a serious sim approach to rally car racing that was right. just for those kind of people who want a really simish thing. And even though it was very simish and realistic, boy, the word simish is starting to sound funny the more I say it.
I don't think it's a word, is it?
Sim-ish. I don't know. It sounds like Sims or who knows what I'm doing.
It does,
by the way, did you hear my bad joke about if they ever do a Will Wright biography, the creator of The Sims, that book should be called The Sims of My Father, don't you think? Anyway.
Yeah. Where'd you lay that egg?
In the house here where I'm dad. Wherever I'm dad.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, I don't have your house tapped, if that's the question, Mike. listening for dad jokes. But well, that was a good one. I did like it.
I guess I put it on Twitter as well. But anyway, point is.
So do you have Dirt Rally? Did you ever get it, you said?
Yeah, I did. So I got Dirt Rally and I liked it a lot. Played the crap out of it over the last couple of years. Again, it's way more focused on sim stuff. If you break something, you've got to repair that or make a decision. Sometimes you can't repair between races. It matters how you tweak your suspension in any one way or another. Like, you can go really deep and hard into that game. And I like that because, again, the road is my enemy. And that right. feels good to me. There's something about the feeling of navigating rough terrain that I will take any day over navigating just street flat top,
Yeah, I'm not a big racer game necessarily. I like the sim part of the Gran Turismo series. I don't like the racing necessarily. I do like the Dirt series, like you. Man versus terrain is always fun.
Yeah.
Racing against other racers, I'm not that big into it. So some of the Need for Speed games kind of fall flat, but Hot Pursuit
that
may have been
amazing.
My favorite.
That was a great
The
game.
Hot Pursuit series were like some of my favorites. That was so much, hey, let's have a race, but right in the middle of it, oh crap, the cops are chasing us.
Yeah, what's a bummer is that whole series is just like on a pooper right now. They can't figure out how to get it back. And ever since they absorbed Criterion, who made the Burnout games, those guys turned around and made a pretty, it may even been Hot Pursuit was their first one with them. I don't remember.
I think it was. They tried to do the Hot Pursuit online thing. I did that a little bit. Just didn't seem.
That should be the most amazing thing in the world. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it really should be. Cops are chasing me. I need to get away. Hey, how about players or cops? How about players or the guys running from the cops? How about that's a game? That's a great game. That sounds great.
That's an awesome game.
Yeah, it's basically Grand Theft Auto. It's a mode in Grand Theft Auto online already, so I guess that's probably where people are playing.
Yeah, some of my favorite parts in Grand Theft Auto is the actual kind of getting from one point to the next.
Yeah, and get away from the cops. That's great.
In the car.
Sure.
I'm not big on foot kind of guy.
Well, there's a takedown moment. Or a takedown mode, rather, in Paradise, Burnout Paradise, where that's what you do. Oh. There's like a guy, he's like, I forget what it's called, Marked Man or something is the mode. It's not a mode,
Marked
but it's an
Man.
Event. It's like an event. So you go to a intersection, and right. or you may just be, I can't remember, you may just be going around the world and it'll suddenly go, the marked dude, get him. And so you got to go take that dude down. He's trying to get away from
you. Like when a bounty's thrown your head in Red Dead Redemption?
A little bit.
Kind of thing?
A little bit, yeah. And it's a little bit, it's the other way too when you're trying to get away from them. So there's kind of a reverse mode of that. And it's awesome. It's super hair-raising and amazing. The only thing that would make Burnout Paradise even better is if it was all in the dirt. So anyway, I just wanted to establish that. Big fan of the Dirt series. I like the mainline Dirt series games a little bit more because, again, I can kind of adjust how simish or how arcade-ish I want to go. They let you do that right up front. In fact, Sims 4, which came out end of last year, literally lets you do a quick run and then it tells you what it thinks you should do, but then you can choose anytime you want. You can say, well, I want to be arcadey.
We've evaluated your skills and we're going to put you in the kiddie pool.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And it's not, it actually put me in the middle of the crowd. And I said, let's go arcadey because I just want to drive and have fun. That's it. I don't care about repairing my shit or any of that. I'll buy new things. That's great. But that, I don't want a simulation of a driving model. I don't. It's not what I'm into.
I just don't know if anyone hasn't done it lately, or maybe I just haven't played it because there's a lot of racing games, but I'm with you for the most part. But I do remember having some great times, the NASCAR series back in the day.
Remember why you liked those, though. You liked those not because of how accurate the driving is. You like it because of the atmosphere, the sound, the graphics, the world is so well presented, and you've got progression, which is what you liked about Gran Turismo, the way you've described it. You like to progress in the game. The driving part, the sim part, can bite me in the left nut. I don't care. It's just not me.
What was that one game that you bought a racing game at one point in time? You said, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it all the way through. And I said, you're not going to do no such thing, Scott. It was Blur. Remember Blur?
I loved Blur. Blur was great. What was my deal about not beating it, though? What was that about?
I don't know. You like got really hot about it for like a minute, and you never came back to it.
Did they ever put that out on PC? Again. They never did they?
It was good. It looked good, and it was very arcade because you basically had moves. You would be going along, and you would race like normal. Then you'd have a move, and do a stunt. It's kind of a stunt.
It was
game.
Mario Kart with what looked like super realistic cars and stuff. They make a PC version of this.
Absolutely, I have that.
Oh, I don't. I had it on PlayStation. You know what? I may have to grab that because I really, really liked that game.
Right. The chat room has mentioned The Crew and The Crew 2.
The Crew's okay. For a few minutes. It's all right. Good. The Crew is attempting to do some super cool things. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. Codemasters, the guys that make Grid and Dirt, and they make F1 stuff and other like simish stuff, they make the best ones. I really like Codemasters. I don't know what it is about those guys, but they know what they're doing. These European developers with their car games, they just got it going on. So,
and man, if you wait like 2 months, Codemasters will put everything they have on sale in like a super cheap bundle.
Probably.
Just keep your mind. I'm serious. All the time. Just keep your eyes open.
Yeah, just keep an eye open for that. It's a good deal if you want to get it. So here's what I did. This week I got something caught my eye. This is the whole point of me. This is the entire story brings us to this point. I see a brand new game. It had just hit Steam not too long ago. It's been a little bit, but a little while ago. It kind of missed my radar. Called Gravel. And I thought, well, that sounds like dirt. Gravel and dirt, you know?
Those two are slightly related. One's a little more chunky.
Sure.
But,
sure, why not? Gravel and dirt. So I thought, I'll try Gravel by people I don't know. Game that's not part of the Dirt series. This is a whole different people doing this. But the video looked good, and it looked like it might, scratch that itch. I'm happy.
It does kind of, they are kind of got like a dirt look, doesn't it?
It totally does. It's taking rally cars out in the, and doing these different things and stuff. I have to say, I think the AI in those games are pretty good, but it's no dirt. It's pretty good though. It's arcadey, but it still feels like you're sort of got the cool floaty, like, oh no, am I hitting the dirt? Am I doing this right? Here's what I did though. And I feel a little bad about it, but not really. I downloaded it. I played it for an hour and a half. As you know, if you play 2 hours or more of a game, you don't get a refund on Steam.
Right.
So my thinking was, I played all the dirt games up till 3. I didn't pick up 4, including Rally I played. So 5 games or 4 games up till then. This would be the 5th game. I didn't pick that up last year. I don't remember why. It was like 59, plus there was a lot of games out, or maybe it was Mario time or something. So I said, I'm going to wait, and I'm going to play Gravel, which is a little cheaper. Let's see what Gravel's about. If Gravel scratches the itch, well, then what do I need dirt for, right?
Right, right.
It scratches it, but I still am a little itchy. So I returned it.
So you got a little road rash.
I returned it. I returned it, got a full refund, and used that money in my Steam wallet to then purchase Dirt 4, thinking, well, it's time to get Dirt 4 then, and let's get this scratch truly itched. And that's what it did. Dirt 4 is great. I really like it. For some reason, Steam reviews are in the toilet, but I read a bunch of them. Because reviews on the aggregate for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One version of the game, all really high. 85, 86, 87 scores, like totally where I expected this game to be. Yet on Steam, it's all like mixed and negative and this and that. And I thought, was it technical? Is it like, what's the problem? A PC, you know, errors. I went and looked it all up. No, most of these people are like freaking out because it isn't more of the rally game they made, which was so serious and simulation focused. That's why they're mad.
Oh yeah, some of these people are really nitpicking. I can see some of the negative.
No, they're just like, how do you go from a hardcore rally sim to another arcadey kind of game? And I'm like, that's what I want, you dumbasses. Yeah, I'm starting to think that the way reviews work and the way they people can review bomb stuff on Steam, and I know they're working on this to like try to solve it, but it sucks. It really sucks for a game to get review bombed in the negative. Because if you're just passing through and going, all right, well, how are we doing here? Ooh, mostly negative. Probably not even going to look at that. I'm going to keep moving. It's bad for games. And that's why they do it. I know they're trying to screw somebody. I hate it. As a consumer of this stuff, I hate that.
Right. So, and critically speaking, like from the big guys like IGN, GameSpot, Game Informer, you're seeing like 9 out of 10. Best gaming, you know, best racing
best
game.
Best racer of the year, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, everyone liked it in that regard. But when users can do it, and they're mad about it because they didn't do a thing they wanted them to do, which has nothing to do with the game or on its own merits. Here's two birds for you. Sit on these.
Sit on these and spin around.
Sit on my birds and spin. So anyway, I played a whole lot of Dirt. I'm going to recommend Dirt 4 to anyone who likes off-road racing. It's great. And I really dug it. Go ahead.
I got a game that's kind of on the peripheral of that. It's called Spin Tires.
Yeah.
Have you seen this game?
No. What is this?
Okay. So this is kind of like big vehicles. It's all mud type vehicles that are utilitarian. So you take control of all these big wheeled trucks that just dig through mud.
Right.
And all you do is you're just constantly getting stuck in mud and trying to get out.
Yeah. That's the whole game, right? Is trying to get out of muddy situations. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
You have this game? This is a game you own?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Duh. I mean, I have a whole 0.8 hours on record before I got frustrated, but it was a lot of fun.
Okay.
But
well, I'm looking at some video now. It's like big Mac trucks and
you know,
fancy rigs.
And it's not even fancy rigs. Most of them are like something you see out of like the movie Duel or something. I mean, they're all old looking, a lot of them are old looking vehicles, and just you're out in the middle of nowhere and you're just trying to being so rugged.
I don't know if this is my bag or not. This is what happens to me if I get stuck. Why would I want to play a game that simulates me getting stuck all the time?
Constantly. And you have to rock back and forth. So there's a lot of, there's some technique to what you have to do, but yeah, I couldn't take it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sick of being stuck in this one spot, moving an inch.
Yeah, because in this particular scenario I'm watching right now, they are trying to move this trailer. It looks like a horse trailer or some kind of big carriage trailer. They're trying to get through a horrible, muddy, disgusting place that's obviously had a bunch of rain recently. And the goal is to get the H out of there, I guess.
I think it's definitely worth a try. It may be your bag the next time it goes on sale, because I think I picked this thing up for like $2.
Oh, well, I'd pay $2. An idiot on Twitch one night, I'd pay $2 for that.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch me do this.
This gives me anxiety, dude. I can't. This is, look at this. I mean, look how far he's got to go. Like, he's got a job to do. He ain't getting paid till he does it. This is rough. Yeah.
I'll tell you another thing, too. Every time I go to, like, GameStop or I'm online looking at race games, I'll always inevitably come across the steering wheel. Mm-hmm. And I have owned so many steering wheels over the years. And every time I think I'm going to get one, and it's going to be the most ultimate experience.
Mm.
And it is for about 5 minutes until the next time you go to play and you realize you have to pull it out and you have to screw it down your desk and get the pedals disc right. And can't find the stupid cable that you had for it. It's just always inconvenient, but it's always something I want to do.
Yeah.
So I think if I had an arcade cabinet that just was sitting there waiting for me to get in, mm-hmm. I would do it.
I think I've always been interested in those wheels, but I never cash in on it because it just seems, I don't know, I like how a controller feels, you know, it's a nice,
they're fun.
It's a nice feel. Sure. But if you get a wheel and a, see, if I'm getting a wheel though, I also got to have the floor stuff. I need to have like gas and brake.
Oh yeah. You got to have the force gear stuff. Shift. You got to have the force feedback. You got to have the gear shift. You got to have all of that. You don't go cheap. If you're going to go with the steer wheel, you got to spend a little bit.
You got to go all the way. You don't just get some Logitech freaking.
Actually, they Logitech makes a pretty decent with force feedback. You know, it's decent. And but if you have to have a good setup for it.
Yeah. So chat room, I'm showing you right now some footage of Dirt 4. As you can see, it's a very pretty game. And your cars take damage. They're real cars, branded cars. They have mud all over the back of them by the time you're done racing. I've flipped many of them. My favorite thing to do is in the rallycross stuff, which is not rallycross, but just rally, which is just point-to-point time, you know? It's not right. With other cars. They're way behind you. You're just trying to beat everybody on time. What I love about it is there's a mechanic that after you've made the run and you come to the end, it says, all right, you're up to the final thing. You got a person next to you going left 30, 80 left, go right. You know, that whole, you got your guy with the clipboard. When you get done, it says, now slow down for the whatever. You got to scooch in, and there's a judge there, and he's got a computer, and he's going to tell you your time or whatever. It's all graphically portrayed. It's very cool. But the problem is I always come whipping around there, and I'm so chaotic at the exit because I was trying so hard to beat my last time and stand first that I end up like, body rolling the car 5 times toward the guy with the computer, just and then the camera cuts and the lady next to me goes, all right, well done, good run. I'm thinking, if this was real life, we're all dead, dude.
Yeah.
So anyway,
oh man,
game's great. It's really fun. Racing games are fun. These are my kind of racing games is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Told you about Paradise, playing that again just because. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about getting the PC version when it comes out. Now I think I may not need to because I have pretty, it's the same game and it looks great on PC still. And there really isn't that many tweaks to it. There's some texture stuff, but I don't think I care that much to pay another $49 for the game. Right. The online doesn't work anymore on the old one, but the new one will have online. So maybe that's tempting, but yeah, whatever. I'm still also playing a lot of gardening or Garden Together. I can't stop playing that effing damn thing. You should see it, dude. I got groves of cherry trees now that would just blow your mind. I got some.
Oh, I'm sure I would. I'd be like, whoa, dude, did you make that?
I have it all laid out now where I've moved it around a bunch. So I have a whole area for just the pigs and the cows. They also added llamas to the game. So now I'm making, I don't know, llama poo or I don't know what llamas make. What do llamas make? Oh, I know what they make. I shave them and now I can sell them as material in my little material shop. So it's actually.
Because you're a material girl.
I'm a material girl in a material world.
Right.
I just keep going. I'm like level 22 now. I just check it every day. I love going in there. I'll bet my watermelons are done right now. Should probably go in and check those.
The bad thing about those kind of building games, I have never went to someone else's and went, wow, look at all the awesomeness that is this.
You might in this one.
Always so proud of it. The only time I ever really blown away is when it's just massive. When it's just like, oh my god, you're insane.
I saw a guy. I went to a guy's server yesterday where I'm sure he's either an insane person or he is cheating because he had so much shite. He had the entire landscape purchased. He had everything looked like I'm in a real is freakish, and he was making money hand over freaking fist. Like I could see his totals when you're in there. And he's millions and millions of dollars in the positive, whereas I think I'm at about $780,000 right now, which is pretty good. But anyway, I really like it. It's a relaxing, good time. You know, it's not for everyone, clearly, but it's something I really like. I don't know why. And they're updating it all the time, which is nice. Also, everybody in my house is playing Fortnite, so that's been going on, playing a little Fortnite with kids.
Guess what, Scott?
Yeah.
Everybody's playing Fortnite because part of the country has just went through a spring break. The other part's going through now. And oh my gosh, every kid is playing this game because it's free mostly. And now the buzz has just gotten out of hand. And
it's pretty much entirely free if they don't want to spend anything. Like that's part of it. But also, I don't know. It's just it's crazy. I mean, this game, which has been in development hell forever with their other mode, and it was originally going to cost normal amounts of money, and then there's pre-order for early access, and then the internal talk from Epic that came out is that it took them 2 months to throw this together, this mode. to compete with the PUBG thing. They saw the writing on the wall. Then it took a while for people to sort of boohoo it while they were still playing PUBG, and then something snapped. It just
something
went,
snapped me. I think it's that spring break. I think that the flip was kids getting out for spring break, looking for something to do, needed something free.
Yeah.
And had heard about this. Plus, you know, all the YouTubers have been doing it lately.
Yeah.
And so I think it just,
I'm sure it's a combination of things. Sure. Sure. That ninja, you know, that ninja kid on Twitch, that was pretty much it. Cause that one night where him and Drake and two NFL players are playing. It's crazy. Like, what the H, like they had something like 500,000 simultaneous viewers. It broke Twitch records. Like it's crazy. And that was pretty much it. Once that happened, you're pretty much in forever. But they're also working really hard on improving that game. They're putting out new stuff all the time. I'm pretty good at the shooting and the running around bit. I am shit at the building bit. I am so bad.
I am too, and I think it's because I can't do two things at once. If I didn't have to fight anybody, I probably could build okay, but I inevitably get behind. Yep. And I'm building stuff and people are running around and it's like, I'm like, I can't do both.
Well, the building part is just so strategic because the minute I got somebody in my crosshairs, I'm like firing, and as soon as I do that, they have a wall up and it's taking my bullet damage. Like they just screw me.
I can't do both. I'm not that good yet.
Yeah. So then there's PUBG. I did play a whole bunch of PUBG on the mobile. I have mobile Fortnite, mobile PUBG now. Both seem really good for what they're supposed to be.
Right.
It's a very impressive feat actually that they play as well as they do. But I will say this. After playing a whole bunch of PUBG Mobile and almost winning or winning every time, something started to feel a little fishy. And all my friends started to say, hey, I'm getting first and second too. What's going on? Is this crazy? Are we this good and we don't know? No, it came out that it's bots. It's freaking bots for the first bunch of matches. You're not even playing human beings. They don't tell you. You know what, guys? Freaking Tencent and Blue Hole and all you guys, F off. You have to tell us that kind of stuff. You don't have us all getting excited going, oh, look how far I made it in PUBG today. Where'd you get? Oh, number two, just about had that winner chicken dinner. No, it's a bunch of bots who kind of behave like people. I don't know. I just thought I was good. That's, you know what's true? I'm not good. You can't fool me by thinking, oh, look at this mobile platform. Now suddenly touchscreens make sense. Don't try to fool me. We're going to figure it out. Right. And we did. It was bots. It was bots the whole time.
You know, it's true. And I didn't put it on my list, but I did play a couple minutes of PUBG Mobile as well. I never played PUBG proper, which is fine. I played Fortnite instead because it just the way it fell. And I only made it to like 65. So out of 100, the first couple of times I played. So I didn't suspect anything, but I was with you. I started seeing people all over the place on Twitter going, I made it to second. I'm like, you.
Almost always second, too. That's the other thing. It's almost always second place. And all my friends were like, dude, I'm not that good on the PC version. How is this possible? And it turns out it's not possible. It's a bunch of dumb bots who stand there and take your bullets and soak them. I was so pissed about this. And now it explains while I was in a bathroom in one of these houses. And I heard these feet. I hear these feet sounds running past me every like 2 minute intervals. Blah 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 blah. And I'm thinking to myself, who the hell is circling me like this? That guy needs to die. And so when I heard him coming the third time, and it's got good stereophonic stuff going, if you have your headphones in, I hear him come around this side, and I pop out, pop pop pop, right in the back of the head. He's dead. Find out later, it's damn bot. On some kind of looping algorithm where he's just running around the joint. It sucked. I was irritated.
You said something, though, that intrigued me in that statement. So you wear headphones on the toilet?
Yeah, I have my earbuds in. I have AirPods, so they're wireless. So I don't have to worry about dropping the cord down.
There's something unnerving about wearing headphones while I'm on the toilet.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I need full faculties.
Okay.
When I, you know, just to make sure, you know. My butt's not making weird noises. You know, nobody's coming in.
Yeah.
Just that.
I'm with you. I get it. I totally get it. And I came, one final thing before we get to what you've been playing. I came this close. Chat room, I'm holding up, or people at home, I'm holding up like a centimeter of space. This close to getting Ni No Kuni 2. And I may still do it because here it's just awesome. But I was like, do I really want to play a big Japanese RPG right now? Wouldn't I rather race cars in the dirt and no, and go get some watermelons.
You can do both. The great thing about race car games is you could choose. I'm going to play for 5 minutes. I'm going to play for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. It's fine. The thing that's killing you is that stupid farm game.
Yeah, I love that game though, because it's, you know why? Because I get in. I know what I got to do. There's no pressure. There's no losing. It's just
right.
Oh, look, stuff to do. Let me do stuff. And I walk out richer than I went in. I got more, well, with fake money. But I got a bunch of fake money. I didn't have any messages pop up and go, oh, you know, you could hurry this up if you just paid some gems. They don't do that in this game. It's a premium game you just pay for. There's no free-to-play garbage in it. And I walk out. And it all looked nice. Speaking of PUBG, it looks like PUBG, but a farming place.
Yeah, you told us that. Yeah, that's wild.
Might be the same. So, maybe Unreal Engine. I don't know. But anyway, I really, really like it.
We're gonna pick up Ni No Kuni.
I really like Studio Ghibli. I really like I played the first one. I hear that a lot of the things that frustrated me about the first one are gone in this one. That this is a better Ni No Kuni game. That it's a blast. About a 30-hour campaign, which is reasonable. I'm just gonna have to. Do I have time?
Of course you have time.
All right, I'll get it.
Do it.
All right. What's the point? Boy, there are a lot of YouTube videos about PUBG Mobile.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That annoys me.
Have you finally figured out how to record your video using your mobile?
Yes.
To Twitch? I mean, I know you've recorded stuff, but have you been using the Steam Labs app to stream directly to Twitch?
Steam Labs? Is there a was that a Steam product from Steam?
It is a service that is a third party service that is has a lot of affiliate deals.
Oh, Stream Labs! I know them. Duh, yeah. I use them for other stuff. For right now, I'm using them for a countdown and the chat room. I use Stream Labs.
Yes,
they used to be called used to be called Twitch Labs or something.
Right, right. Yeah. And so, yes, I love it. And there is, well, you got to, I don't know if it's on the...
It is on iOS. The iPhone. They have
it. Okay, so on iOS? Okay. So
I just didn't know they were doing this. I have no freaking idea.
It works really well. I laid in the bed about...
Does this work for any game? Any game that doesn't have built-in stuff or what? Do you know?
Anything on your screen. It broadcasts anything on your screen. So if you pull up a game, it works for all the games I've done. I personally played... Rusty Lake Paradise. Did I tell you about this game last time?
No, tell me about your Rusty. It sounds like a dirty sex move. What is it?
Okay, first of all, go ahead and look yourself up some Rusty Lake, because that stuff is some serious inbred gaming there, my friend. So there's a whole series of Rusty Lake, and the name of the developer is Rusty Lake, but the game I've been playing, the game I started on, is called Paradise. And so... You are a family member who is returning to the island of paradise where your family lives. By the way, they live like in a swamp looking area. Apparently the father is like some kind of vampire. The mother is passed away. That's the reason why you're back, because your mom passed away. Grandma is some kind of gypsy hobo. I don't know what she is. Brother, he always is putting frogs in his pants. But anyway, it's this weird feeling game, all the way from the art style to the voice work, but it almost feels a little bit cheap, but then it just kind of works. It almost feels like a B kind of movie, but it really just sucks you into that.
I'm oddly curious about this. I haven't heard of it. I'm suddenly interested.
I went with Rusty Lake Paradise, which is the most recent release, because I found it on Google Play Store. I think it was on sale for like 99 cents, usually about $3. You can also get this on Steam as well for about, I don't know, $3.
Yeah.
It's very Flash-like, because it's just little, puzzles that you solve, and you just tap here, tap there. You go from one screen to the next, and you try to click on stuff until, you click it in the right order, and then you solve the puzzle and move on. Apparently, I talked to the developers on Twitter, and they said, yeah, start with Cube, because that was their earlier offerings, and work your way up to the Paradise Lake. All the storyline apparently kind of intertwines throughout all the games. I never heard of this game until, like I said, I saw it on sale on the Google Play Store.
Interesting.
But to get back to what I was saying, I streamed from my bed using Streamlabs playing this game. And it was just like the most easy pleasy thing ever. I just, you know, clicked a couple of buttons.
So let me ask you a question about Streamlabs. Yes. The thing I use is called, oh crap, it's on my iPad over there. I use this for my art app. I use a thing called Omelet Gaming. And it has to be a game that supports some sort of middle app to stream.
Right, right.
So it's like when you go to stream, it'll say, what app do you want to use? You can say, well, I want to use Periscope, or I want to use, you know, Facebook or whatever. And one of the options, since I've installed it, is this Omelet Gaming thing. Does this work the same way as that?
I think Streamlabs only supports YouTube, Twitch, and Mixer, I think. Maybe more than that, but it definitely supports those three. And it's just a screen grab application. I mean, it just grabs whatever's on the screen. If you're looking at your desktop, or if you're flipping through your icons, whatever, it's going to show all of that.
Okay. I'm going to dink with this and figure it out. But how do you know which game to do? Like,
oh, I like Rust Lake Paradise. I had no trouble jumping in playing with that game. Now, word of warning, with these type, I don't know if you've done much mobile recording, but whenever you do streams and mobile recordings, the Android especially, it has to use the mic that's on the phone, and it has to use the sound coming from the phone, so you have to turn it up. However, what happens is you hear a lot of fumbling, like with your fingers, like tapping, your finger pads hitting it. So that could be a little bit annoying, but I thought the experience overall was pretty fun.
I'll have to mess with it. This Omelet Gaming thing does the exact same thing you're describing.
Right.
But I can only max out at 720p on Twitch.
Well, yeah. And I think,
is that true here also?
I think it may do 1080. I'm not sure. However, the thing I like about it is, you know, with Streamlabs, you can use all the overlays. So you can have your chat on your screen, and you can have, your little rewards and your bits and your bytes and all that stuff can pop up.
Sure.
It ties right into your Streamlabs account.
Yeah. Well, I want to figure this out. I'm going to mess about with this. Thank you.
We'll get
that.
And I'm telling you, man, that Rusty Lake Paradise is right up your alley, man. If you're sitting on the toilet thinking about poo anyway.
Thinking about Rusty Lakes.
You might as well play that, because it's telling you, man, it's freaky. It is absolutely freaky.
I heard you finished Last Day of June. Is this true?
I completed that beautiful, beautiful Last Day of June game I've been playing. I got that last month in the Humble Bundle. And it's a very emotional game. The story is very emotional. The music is very emotional. And the reason why I didn't realize this until I completed the game. It's based on a song that was released a couple years ago, which, by the way, the song and more music is used in The Last Day of June, and a music video that accompanied it. So I guess back in 2015, maybe earlier than that, there was a song that was about a drive home. Mm-hmm. And there's like, it's almost like a Tool video where you got these paper mache looking characters, and you know, it's all stop motion.
Yeah, we talked about that last week a little bit, or 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Right. And so you've got in the music video, you've got this character that's driving home, and he's kind of like going through you can't quite tell what's going on, but you assume that someone died in a car accident, because the guy is riding along, his girl is next to him, and then she disappears when he looks away for a minute. Mm-hmm. And so you've got this whole storyline of what's going on, you know, who is dead? Is she dead? Is he dead? We're all dead. Is this, you know, what does it all mean? And that's what you're trying to kind of go through in The Last Day of June. So they've kind of taken what was there in that music video, and they've like elongated it into this beautiful game. And I had a lot of fun with it.
Did you?
I don't want to spoil
did you find
everything in it?
You find the ending satisfactory?
Satisfactory.
And all that? Yeah.
I did, because that may be one complaint, because there's a thread that runs through the game, and there's this present that is kind of the centerpiece.
Yeah.
That, your girlfriend, wife, fiance, gives you a present, and it's never really revealed what's in the box.
Oh, what's in the box?
See. What's in the box? Yeah, what's in the box?
I want to know what's in the box.
So, but it's good. And you have to make some choices, and the emotions of the characters are just wild. I just love how emotional they are, even though they never actually use words. They just like mumble and grunt. But just great job by 505 and Ovosonico is the developer.
Oh, and, is that the name?
Publisher is 505 Games, yeah.
All right.
And what was I going to say? Oh, but it gets near the end, and you're kind of like riding along in this story, and everything, reality exists other than the fact that you can, you know, go back in time and restart stuff. But then the world starts breaking. So literally the sky starts shattering, and all the music gets super intense, and it's just hard not to get wrapped up in the whole game.
Is it weird that the main character, the bald guy with the glasses, looks like Mr. Mackey from South Park a little bit?
Weird.
Okay.
It's not weird. The character is based off the music video.
Does he say anything to anybody? Does he talk, or is it all?
No.
Okay.
It's all that Sims mumbly talk.
So he never goes okay at the end of everything.
No, he does go.
Then we need to go. Okay.
Yeah, if you kind of mumble it like that, it does sound like that. You're doing a pretty good job.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
I do recommend that game. It's a lot of fun, and I had so much fun, and I think one of the reasons why I had maybe more fun than maybe the average player is I got to play it on Twitch and stream it with a crowd of people that were playing along with me, and I think this game needs to be shared with people. I think that having someone, you know, play along with you is just fantastic. I really enjoyed that community effort. Okay. It's a true let's play kind of game.
Right.
You know.
Right.
What else have been playing? I've been playing Ghost of a Tale.
Ooh.
What's that, Brian?
What's that?
Have you seen Ghost of a Tale?
No. All right.
So you're this mousy minstrel, or a mouse minstrel. It looks like kind of like medieval times. And it's an action adventure stealth game. I know, Scott, you love the stealth games.
I do love stealth games, actually. Big fan.
Simmer down. You actually, I think you do like
stealth games. Yeah, I love a good stealth game. Yeah, big fan.
All right, so I was a little bit curious because I was like, how is this an action and a stealth game? I've played those. I mean, you'd be stealthy in certain parts. But this game is like 90% stealth. So because you're a mouse and you're locked away because your big mouth wife in front of the...
Jeez.
Right.
It's hardcore. Does that sound That's terrible? Hardcore, man. Yeah, it does. Sounds
it does
bad.
Sound terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so they don't really call her big mouth. She's just, how about she's strong? How's that?
Well, this looks great.
Yeah, it's a really attractive looking game. Very attractive game.
Where'd you get this one? I want this one. Where'd you get this, Steam?
Did I get this? I think I got this. Did I purchase this one, or was this the Humble Monthly Bundle?
You may have gotten I have a memory of seeing this in the bundles. You may be right about that.
Yeah, I think that's where I got it from. Totally worth the money. It got some really good reviews.
What would you call this? Like an RPG or what? What is this?
It looks like an RPG, but it's not really. You can kind of get to... It's not really an RPG.
What would you call it?
Really,
what genre would you say?
It really is an action-adventure stealth game.
Okay.
I mean, that's how they describe it, and it really is. And it makes sense once you start playing it, because you go like, oh, it makes sense, because this is kind of how mice behave. They're always kind of, you know, trying to sneak around corners and hide, and are constantly hiding in places that they can, you know, get away.
Yeah.
And then occasionally, they make the mistake of getting caught. And that's where the adventure comes in, because you're escaping a prison is this mousy minstrel. You got your little minstrel guitar on your back. And while you're trying to escape the prison, the rats, of course, are the guards. What else are you going to have? Of course, rats.
Yeah, there's always rats, dude. Freaking
right. There's always the mice good, rats bad.
Kind of the Secret of Nim kind of deal going there.
Absolutely, it is.
Yeah.
Not that dark visually, but yes, it's kind of that Secret of Nim kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll be going around, and you're trying to sneak past a guard who's a rat. And if he locates you, if he sees you, or you make too much noise, move too fast, he'll see you and he'll chase you. The good thing is you run pretty much at the same speed, you and the rat. So you have to kind of find a place to hide for him to stop chasing you. Also, Every time you run past another guard, that's another guard chasing you. So
what are you grabbing all the, what's all the stuff you're looting for? Like when you grab mushrooms or grab
bugs? Oh my,
what's the point?
Dude, this game is kind of deep because what you have to do is you have to collect, you collect mushrooms, bugs, a lot of edible things you can have, carrots, honey, all these things that will be ground level for mice. And you use that to restore your health. Also use it to make trades. Sometimes you have to complete some quests. For certain people. So yeah, you're always collecting stuff.
I love
there's
loot.
Always bugs around. Big loot. You gotta love the loot.
Gotta be a big loot fan. I love it.
You gotta see the menuing system when you get in this thing, because not only get to do not only are you collecting and getting loot, you're also collecting costumes. So right. you have to collect a thief costume. So to successfully get past what certain areas, you may have to completely collect an entire thief's outfit, and then to be able to talk to somebody, you may have to switch your outfit out for something else so that you can come across as you know as a nice minstrel rat.
All right, I'm into this. I'm watching some. Oh, I'm watching gameplay here. This looks great. I do like a good stealth game. This looks great.
It is so fun. I wish I could do a better job describing it, but I haven't played enough yet to give a complete review for it yet. But I will say this: I am really enjoying it. It's really beautiful. The music is okay. It's kind of quiet because there's a real atmosphere of being quiet when you're playing this game. Got your headphones on. And so when there is music and you're getting chased, they ramp that stuff up to like 90, and it really gets your blood pumping.
Well, it seems really cool. Can I kill these rats or do I just can sneak by them?
So far, I have not been able to kill any rats. All you can do is run. And that's what I was telling you earlier. You run at the same speed. However, you can sprint faster than them. However, there's a sprint bar. So you can only get so far ahead of them before they start catching up with you. And the idea is this. If you're sneaking somewhere and you get busted, which is super easy because it can be either line of sight or it can be making too much noise, moving too fast. You can cut around a corner if you get a good sprint. And there's always like baskets and stuff you can jump into. Yeah. So you have to run up to a basket and jump in, or a cupboard or something like that. So there's a lot of hiding spots. And once you jump in there, I think this is pretty cool too. It's kind of lame that it's cool, but it's cool to me. Like in a cupboard, when you're hiding in a cupboard, your peripheral vision just shuts down. So all you can see is like through the little slit of the cupboard. And when you're in a basket, everything's like a circle.
I think I may have to grab this.
If you don't, you would be a fool.
Speaking my language, dude. This is totally my kind of thing. Let's see what's it going for. Hold on. What's it called?
Something of a tail ghost. 29?
A tail.
29, I think.
Steam.
24.55.
$24.99 currently. Mm-hmm. That's going to make noise. That sounds great to me. I'm going to have to check this out.
And the bad thing is, I think I got it. Let me check. I'm going to look at the Humble Bundle monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I got it last month or did I buy it? I can't remember.
Maybe some rad fan gave it to you. Maybe that happened.
That's possible too.
Yeah, they do that for us sometimes. They'll buy
us
a game.
Where did I get this from? Did I just buy it or somebody give it to me?
I don't know.
Oh, now I feel bad.
How do you know? How do you tell? You know?
How do you tell? I might have just bought this thing on sale or something. Oh my gosh.
Someone just sent me a key. I actually just got a key for... Hold on. Where are my friends? I don't know what that is.
No friends.
I kind of want to know what that is. Go ahead.
One last peek of what I played this week, because it fascinates me and I want to go back for more. I have not played any Metal Gear games in a long time.
Yeah.
But I picked up Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, on the free PlayStation Plus a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And I had it downloaded, but I never played it. Oh my God.
Oh, I played the hell out of that game. So good.
It is so good. I only got to play it for like about an hour or so, but the first 45 minutes is you crawling behind Kiefer Sutherland. So, I mean, you gotta have some patience at the beginning of this game, because literally you are crawling.
Yeah.
It is insane how slow you're going.
Well, so you mean the hospital bit? Is that the part you're talking
about?
Yeah,
the hospital bit. It just seems to go on forever. It's really super intense and really fun, but oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's something else, that bit. I agree with you. It's high, and if you're not expecting that, it's you're gonna be there for a little while. That's a hell
there's
of a
no, there's
that,
no walking.
That's a hell of a game though. I loved Phantom Pain. Oh my gosh, I loved it.
Really good. Really good looking too.
Really good. Well, I'm glad you picked that up. Today's a little bit different. We're gonna do a shorter-ish, well, not shorter. It'll be about the same length as every show we ever do, but it's gonna be just games we've been playing. And maybe, maybe a little bit of this here at the end. How about a little bit of this? All right, let's get to an email sent to us by Dustin Pomprowitz.
Let's see what's. I'm gonna go with Pomprowitz.
You think I'm doing that right, Dustin
Pomprowitz?
It's Pomprowitz. Anyway. He sent it to boopshow@gmail.com and says, good afternoon. I was on a binge of Boop Show for a weekend drive a few months ago, and I swear I heard you mention a solution or mod that allowed you to play old games at higher resolution, i.e. Diablo 2, etc., so one could better use their newer screens and monitors, as well as not screw up the desktop settings due to the game's changing monitor resolution. I've tried to find it by re-listening to some older shows, but I am missing it somehow. Do you recall this topic, and if so, what solutions do you did you mention? Thanks a ton. And because of listening to a handful of these shows of multiple times, I am now curious to try out a Korean MMO. Thanks, Dustin. Yeah, I went on that. Remember that kick I was on for a while? Korean MMOs? I couldn't stop myself. All right, so here's the answer you're looking for there, Duder. It is not a universal mod that just works for all games. This is a per-game kind of solution. And thankfully, a lot of games have this solution. And I got it at ModDB. So if you go to ModDB, just go Google that and you'll find it. Look for the game you're trying to find, and chances are there's some sort of HackDXE that will let you change resolution or, you know, add effects that you couldn't before or something like that. In my case, it was the Impressions games like Pharaoh and Caesar, the Caesar series, and then what was the other one? Oh, the Rise of the Middle Kingdom is my favorite one of theirs. It's all in the sort of ancient Chinese culture stuff, city builder game. And the maximum resolution for that in the old days when it came out in 2002 was 1024 by 768. No longer. With the mod I used, I just replaced the EXE with the one they give me. And I bought the game on Good Old Games, I should mention that. So I didn't it's not even like an illicit game. It's an actual game I own, okay? You go into the folder, you replace the EXE, boom, suddenly I can run this thing at 4K or whatever other resolution I want to run it at, whatever your monitor will support. And it does all the proper, whether it's 60x9, 4x3, whatever you want, it'll do. And it's great. But it's on a game-by-game basis, and the only ones I tried were for those particular games. So if there's something out there for Diablo 2, I am not aware of it. There probably is. Everyone hacks everything, so it's probably something. But I haven't looked for that in particular. Plus the way... I don't know. Blizzard locks their stuff down so hard, it's hard to say whether that's even a thing you can do without them remotely shutting you down or something. I don't know. But that's how I play those city builders, which are my favorite city builders of all time, and now I can play them and not feel like I'm, you know, on somebody's 386 or whatever. So that's the answer. I hope that helps, Dustin. Brian, are you aware of any other ways or methods to do that?
I primarily, when you're doing that kind of stuff, usually I'm with you. Good Old Games, Humble Bundled, because those are games you can download without a client. You know, you can usually get those DRM free. And then I like to go to moddb.com, mm-hmm. and you can easily search by game.
By game, yeah, that's another important thing. What I did is I went to ModDB and I searched for, oh my gosh, is Ash of God's Redemption out now? Sorry, I just noticed this. Dang it, I have to get that game so bad. That's what we're going to play before I talk to you next. Anyway, sorry. What was the point?
So grab, because you can search by game, ModDB.
Yeah, ModDB.com. You search by, like, Rise of the Middle Kingdom. Boom, there it was. It says available mods. And one of those was this. So, simple as that.
Simple as that.
Oh my
download
gosh.
They usually have pretty good instructions. It's usually just simple. As Scott said, usually either replace a DLL file or an EXE file or whatever.
You guys don't know how excited I am for this. Ash of God's Redemption. Have you
Settle
heard of
down,
this?
Scott.
Have you heard of this?
Oh, I have not. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Highly recommend. Gorgeous art, terrible story, some unpleasant. Oh, maybe it's not getting good reviews. Meh, I have to look at it. I'll have to look at it deeper. But the trailer blew my mind. Ash of God's Redemption. Everyone look that up and tell me.
Oh, I haven't played They Are Billions. I've been wanting to do that, but they've got a new soundtrack and new special building available.
Oh. I have that. I bought that finally. Not to play it, though. I still haven't played it. It was on sale during that deal, and I got
it. It looks so good.
Anyway, there you go. We'll play more this week. We'll get back to you and let you know what we think. But Dustin, thanks for your email. Boopshow@gmail.com is the email address. Yes, Brian, you were going to say. Sorry.
You trust me. We didn't do news today, but there was no news.
It's a pretty weak week.
I dug around. There was crap.
There's not a lot going on. No. And I'm thinking about, I have some ideas. I'll tell you about that in the future. What people like about this show is me and you talking shite about games we're playing. That's what they really come here for. Yeah. So the rest of it's a little bit fluff. So I'll figure out a way to fluff those up, you know, like a fluffer would, a professional fluffer. You ever heard of those? You know what those are?
Yeah. don't let anyone touch you.
Don't let anyone fluff your junk or something like that.
Don't let that happen.
Ever. Never let it happen. All right. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for being here. Frogpants.com/BOOP is our website. That's frogpants.com/boop if you're looking for more of how to get the show, where to get it, and the many ways you can get it, which is pretty much saying the same thing. You can go to frogpants.com/BOOP. If you missed the show and want to see it live, we do this at 3:30 Mountain Time, 5:30 Eastern every Monday for the most part, unless we tell you different. So you can be here live at frogpants.tv. Come do that. That's the time to do it. It's on the big Frog Pants schedule right there at frogpants.tv. You can see it so you know where it is, when it is, and how it is. Boopshow@gmail.com is our email address. Once again, you can find us on Twitter at Boopshow, at the Brian Dunaway, and at Scott Johnson. No the in my name, but Brian's has a the. It's no omission deep. Forget about that one. You can support this and other great content at the Frog Pants Network by going to patreon.com/frogpants. Chuck a couple bucks its way. You'd be surprised how good you'll feel. And boopshow.reddit.com for our Redditor fans who give us lots of cool stories. So thank you guys for that. Brian, anything else before we cut out of here, sir?
That's it. Just did you mention my Twitch channel?
No, what is it? Because you've been playing a lot. What is it? Tell people.
Yeah, it's just twitch.tv/Brian Dunaway. No the. I got it first. And I've been playing usually on Wednesday nights and Saturdays after film sack. And occasionally after the show.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, do check him out. Yeah. Worth your time. You get to see some of these games we're talking about here today and what he's been doing with them. You know, we're not always playing the latest and the greatest, but we're playing pretty rad.
Playing something fun.
Yeah, something's good always happening. I think that's going to do it for us. Thank you all once again for listening. And if you have any feedback or thoughts, let us know. Ping us on Twitter, whatever it takes. For me, for Brian, we'll see you next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.